Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a future Jungle Dub Siren Warp in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart way, not as a random effect sound, but as a real arrangement tool that can sit over breaks, answer the bass line, and push a section into the drop with proper attitude. The big idea here is simple. A dub siren in drum and bass should behave more like a top-line percussion accent than a lead synth. If you mute the bass and the siren still feels rhythmically strong, then you're on the right track. That's the mindset for this whole session. First, start with a clean siren source. You can use a sample, or you can build one from scratch with Waveatable or Operator. Keep it mono, keep it focused, and give it a little glide so it can slide like a proper dub system siren. Don't overcomplicate the source at this stage. A simple tone gives you more control once the movement starts. Now shape it so it lives in the drum space, not in the sub-range. Put an EQ8 on it and high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. That keeps it out of the way of the kick and bass. If the siren feels honky, carve a little around the lower mids. If it's too sharp, ease off that high bite later with another small EQ move or by automation. After that, add a little saturator or dynamic tube. Nothing crazy, just enough drive to give the tone some density and let it cut through busy breaks. Here's where the phrasing matters. Don't just hold a note and call it a day. Write the siren like a drummer would. Think in 2-bar or 4-bar phrases. Place important notes near the snare backbeat, add pickups into bar changes, and let the second half of the phrase get a bit more rhythmic and chopped up. A really good future jungle phrase often feels like it's answering the break rather than sitting on top of it. That call and response energy is what makes it work. Next, create the warp movement with pitch automation. If you're using a synth, automate transpose, pitch bend, or a macro map to pitch controls. If you're working from a sample, use clip envelopes or pitch automation in the arrangement. The trick is to make the movement feel intentional and timed with the drums. A quick upward bend into a snare hit, then a slower return, can feel incredible in DNB. You can go small, around 1 to 3 semitones, or go bigger if the arrangement has space. But remember, in dense breaks, subtle often hits harder than extreme. Now we bring in the dub personality. Insert echo after the source and start dialing in the throw. Try timing values like eighth note, dotted eighth, or quarter note depending on the groove. Keep the feedback moderate, maybe around 15-35% to start, and filter the delays so they're bright enough to be heard, but not so bright they slice your head off. The real magic happens when you automate it. Push the feedback up at the end of a bar, open the wet signal on a fill, or briefly shift the delay time for a warped bounce. That's how you get that classic dub system energy without turning the whole mix into fog. Once the pattern is feeling good, resample it. This is one of the most important advanced moves in the lesson. Route the siren to a new audio track and record the performance, including the automation, delay throws, and any little accidents that sound good. Why resample? Because once it's audio, you can chop the best moments, reverse slices, stretch transitions, and treat the siren like percussion. In jungle and future jungle, that kind of printed effects movement is gold. After printing, slice the resample and start thinking in hits. Pull out the attack, the pitch peak, the delay return, and the falling tail. Rearrange those slices against the drums. Maybe one hit lands right after the snare, another one pulls into the next bar, and a longer answer closes the phrase. You're building tension and release with a sound that can act like a fill, a cue, or a transition marker. A really useful trick here is to let the siren live in sections. In the intro, keep it filtered and sparse. In the breakdown, open the delay and let it breathe wider. In the pre-drop, automate a pitch rise or filter open in the last beat or two. Then in the drop, reduce it to short chopped punctuation instead of a big sustained gesture. That way the siren keeps evolving instead of repeating itself until it gets tired. Also, don't make every parameter move at once. That's a common mistake. If pitch, filter, delay, and stereo width are all changing constantly, the idea gets blurry fast. In most cases, one moving element at a time is enough to make the phrase feel alive. Let the pitch do one job, the delay do another, and the filter do the section shaping. Now let's make it sit properly with the drums. Check the siren against the kick, snare, and hats. If it's fighting the snare crack around 2-5 kHz, carve a small pocket there. If the delay tail is making the mid-range messy, shorten it or high-pass it more aggressively. If it still feels too wide or unfocused, use utility to narrow the stereo image on the core signal and let the width live mostly in the delay and reverb returns. That keeps the center clear for the drum impact and the bass architecture. You can also add light glue compressor processing if you want the chopped hits to feel more unified. Just a little gain reduction is enough. This isn't about crushing the siren. It's about gluing the slices together so they feel like one performance. And if the phrase is still slightly awkward against the groove, try sidechaining it gently to the kick and snare bus. Subtle ducking can clean up clutter without making it sound like a pumping lead. For a more advanced future jungle feel, use slight imperfection on purpose. Don't quantize every chopped slice perfectly. Let a couple of hits sit a touch early or late. That human offset is part of the old-school jungle vibe. It gives the phrase movement and personality, like it's being played live rather than assembled from a sterile grid. If you want even more weight, make a few versions. Print a dry utility version, a dubby throw version, a chopped performance version, and a dirtier distorted version. This is a huge workflow advantage because different sections of the track need different energy levels. A filtered intro version won't behave the same way as a brutal switch-up version, and having all those options ready makes arrangement decisions way faster. One more strong variation is to add a tiny transient layer at the front of the siren. Even a little click or noise tick can help the sound cut through dense breaks and make the attack feel more drum-like. You can also try a touch of parallel distortion, so the clean tone stays readable while the dirt sits underneath it. That's especially useful if you want the siren to feel corroded and underground without losing the actual pitch shape. As you arrange the tune, think in rolls. The siren can be a section marker, a pre-drop cue, a post-drop switch-up, or a little burst that disguises an edit. Sometimes the best move is silence. Pull it out for half a bar, then bring it back in with a reverse slice or a pitch rise. That kind of contrast hits harder than continuous motion. Finally, do the practical test. Solo the siren against just kick, snare, and hats. If it still feels like it has a groove and a destination, it's working. Then bring back the bass and full break loop and make sure it doesn't steal the mix. The goal is not just to sound cool in isolation. The goal is to become part of the track's rhythmic architecture. So to recap, build a simple siren source, shape it with EQ and gentle saturation, phrase it like percussion, automate the pitch and delay with intent, resample the best moments, chop them into call and response shapes, and arrange the result so it supports tension, release, and section changes. That's how you turn a dub siren into a true future jungle tool in Ableton Live 12. Now go build 3 versions, one for intro tension, one for drop utility, and one for transition energy. Keep it readable, keep it rhythmic, and let the siren feel a little unstable in all the right ways. That's the vibe.